Shir mem tes in bavim tzia v'adosh yeshua continued.
Dalad iyar hitov shemem zayin, May 3rd, 1987, and Sunday continued.
Just to see a new tool in the morning. In the extent of the day, $2,000. So then, the Rikiah shemem going a means of then, the Rikiah lady goes back to shemem and says, I gave you $1,000. So I gave you $1,000. So he says, it was taken away from me. It's taken away from me. So now the Sunday, no, he didn't give him $1,000. The purchase price was $500. But then he set up, there was a shvach of the $500. So together it was shokel k'neged achel. Now that the Baal Chai Ruben took away the whole Sodom with the Shvach from Levi, so he wants to be reimbursed for the $1,000. The $1,000. So the Baal Chai is the $500 he can be given from the Chosim Shibon, but the $500 of the Shvach he only can be given from the Chosim Mechayrim of Shimon, not from the Chosim Shibodim he can only be given from the Chosim Mechayrim, from the Chosim Mechayrim of Shimon, not from the Chosim Shibodim of Shimon. So, these are the Daito, the Ikne Kone, Noah, the Ikne Kone, the Heirish Loimishta, the if we say now Sfar, if we assume that umbilical Elam Shibud is not Chal, so Shibud can only be Chal on the Nechosim that the Levi had in his possession, in his ownership, at the time of Dalvoy. At the time of Dalvoy, so the Levi did not have the Sfar. He only had on the Sodom itself, not on the Shvach, but he was Mishabed himself. But that's the Dovashalei Baleila. And if we say that according to the Rabbonim of Hamea, the thing on Makar Shalom, Elam Mishabed Shalom, how can the Baal Chaim even be given the Shvach? So in other words, so then the Baal Chaim should only be entitled to collect that piece of the Sodom that is worth $500. But the other piece of the Sodom that is worth the other $500 that the Mecher did not have in his possession at the time of the Alvoye, so no Shibud was half. And still we see that the Baal Chai can be gave even from the Shvach. Even from the Shvach. So that's a Raya that the Ikne Kone Umocha is Mishtabe. Otherwise, the Baal Chai wouldn't even be able to be kept. These are by the Ikne Kone Umocha, the Ikne Kone Behelis. Loi Mishtabe, Baal Chai no mai dire Shvoch. Moi dice Tere, zu meiner Rebbeer, die Roma, aber der Magd, der Dover, der Dover, der Dover, der Preis, a call to the Rebbeer, but the call to the Rabbono, we cannot even visualize that the Baal Chai should be able to be given from the Shvach, because the Shvach did not according to Rabbonon, so in the Mishabim, Dover Shalim Balaylon, some male no Shibut could be imposed upon that Shvach which was not in existence as yet at the time of the Alvoye, which originated later. Now let's see the Rashbam. Uvo Valchei Vitofo Kishimushu Bachas Vizibu Chishu Zriye Kishu Gebe, aber sie haben mich gebaut, weil kein Schwach und alle, weil es sehr schwach, habe ich hier auch so locker, so die Suche, ach, aber wo es Hamalwe, ach, aber wo es Hamalwe, Hamalwe, ich bin kein Lied, der Kühne Weg, wie schaß auch wohl. Alright, denn now you know it, says something else. Im Tinsolei, man ist Tabei. Na, du nur reden dabei. Aber liebe der Rabbonne, was für mich, even the Mark the Motion going on, so I don't be shabby of a shabby or not. So if we are going to assume that the Ikne Kone Umocha, dinkle Conrad Heinrich. Dinkle Conrad Heinrich. I svoj mi štab i ovo mi štab. Sotem, a mi, sotem, svoj mi štab. To je no ada inkor. Вот инки свои нам штабы, вот и поясни мой полтор, да инки ко мне мог обучить, ко мне вейдеть, и не штабы, и свои кинеск надо шайны. Но боди, хоза, би кону мау, сапоу шимен бау, и таузен далер, фам рузе, эн, ки, кисты, stipulates in the star, and Shimon writes in the star that he is mishabeit not only the property that he has at the time of our day, he is mishabeit even new property that after our day he'll buy. A year later, 2 years later, 3 years later, he is mishabeit in the Rosh Levalela. So that's one of them. Then Shimon decides to borrow money, $1,000 from you. Shimon decides to borrow $1,000 from you too. First he borrowed Shimon $1,000 from Reuven, and he was mishabei even the future property that he does not have at that time in his possession. Then a year later he borrowed $1,000 from Yehuda, and in the star to Yehuda he also writes that he is hiding so to Mishabi the property, the future property that he'll buy. Then later on he buys new property, and then he sells the new property to late. Now Reuven wants to collect the debt and Yehuda wants to collect the debt. And Shimon doesn't have any property in his possession. It was all sold out. So the question is, who can collect from the new property? Reuven or Yehuda? If we say that the that means no one can collect. But if we say the Kolom Mocha is Mishtabei, the Kolom Eirish is Mishtabei, so in the case where the Rebbe is Mishabei, is hired himself to Mishabei future property to one Maore, and then half a year later he borrows money from somebody else, and again he's hired himself to Mishabei future property, and then he buys property, and then he sells. And then both Balcheides want to collect. So which Balcheid, the first Balcheid or the second Balcheid? We can argue either way. We cannot say, because we can say through the deep the Konur Mocha is Mishtabei, but the Shibut was held first to the first Balcheid. So Mele, he has a Yudine, so no Shibut is held to the second Balcheid. What we can argue, but true, one was first and the other was second. But even though one was first, but no actual shibut could be held on the Dosh of Balayla until it was Balayla. So true that in Tov Shimon Vov, so Shimon was in Shabbi, the future property, to Reuven. And so could we say that in Tov Shimon Vov, so the Shibut was held on the future property, which are still in the possession of other people, of course not. It's not in his possession. And then in Tov Shimon Zion, he was in Shabbat future property to Yehuda. And then in Tov Shimon Ches, he bought the future property. So by the time he buys the future property, so both his chayvos are there, so maybe both can be chayv. That's the shayla we know. So you're mishtabit lo, the law of the chazal ikonu ma'o, the kam mishtabit, and the batsa mishtabit, or to both. On Ramachan, on Yusi, boyon mishok mitam, Jens hat ihn von Abschreu, Risch in Kolle, Rabbuna Oma Yachleiku, Sechinton Rabba Abu Yachleiku, Oma Rabbi Yemadure Kamed Ravashe. That's one of the places where the Gemara is told out, the Madure Kamed Ravashe and the Madure Basra of the Ravashe. In other words, our Gemara, the text, is the Madure Basra of the Ravashe. Ravashe was 60 years involved in putting the Talmud Bavli into writing. So he redacted the Talmud Bavli twice. Once the first version, the Matzorei Kamed, and then the other 30 years, so he redacted it again, he revised it. So the Matzorei Kamed, Rav Ashi Omalon, Rishin Kome, Matzorei Basra, Rav Ashi Omalon Yachleiku, the Yilchasi Yachleiku. All right, now, Meis, Mishvachka Kois Keitzan, Harei Shemachasod Rechadei Elish Bicho, Dubo Balchei Bitofo, Kishun Gei Degei Vesachere Mechosim Shibodi, Vesashvach Mechosim Necheirin, Vesashvach Mechosim Necheirin, Vinise Chotzi Shvach, Miboyeret. Now let's see the Rashbam. Shechid Mishemocha, Haolei Nesodei, because of Leachai Solo. So, if the Leve sold the Sode, and he was Mikabu the Achayes, Vachikei Nishbicho Malikeach, Mitzah Hamalbe Malikeach, Shneem Neishin the Leve. So this Leve has two Malbe. Shimon, who borrowed money from Ruben, and then he bought a sod. I mean, well, I didn't hear nothing, but in respect to the Schwach, so that's like future power. So, suppose he had a sod, but it had no Schwach. So, then he sold it. Then Shimon, who had a sod, so that was Mishiberes to Ruben, sold the sod to Levi. And he was Mikabel Achayes, in case a Balchei will take it away from Levi, so then he will reimburse Levi. And then some Mele, that means, so, Shechim Shemochal in the Sodeu, the Chosov Lachai Solo, Vahakim is Bichono Likeach, Nitze, Hamal Beval Likeach, Shneem Neishin Yileve. So this Leve, Shimon, has two Malves. One Malve is Uve, the other Malve is Leve. Ladies don't say Malve. What does the Malve mean? An obligate to whom you owe money. So Shimon is indebted to two people, to Ruben, because Ruben lent him $1,000, and he's also indebted to Levi, because he undertook, he was mishayev himself, in case the sod is taken away by Ruben, then he'll reimburse Levi. So that means that he has two malchus. So it's again a case of lovo, Chozav Lov, and the Shvach, that's future property. When he borrowed $1,000 from Ruben, he didn't have it in his ownership. And when he sold the Sode to Levi, so the Shvach he didn't have in his ownership either. That was all made in the possession of Levi. So it's like Lovo, Chozav Lov. So again, Shechim Shemochal in Yisudei Yuchos Lachai Yisolot Vahakim Yisudei Yuchiyah Nimtza Al Ma'ove Valikiyah Shnei Neishim Leive Vimtza Ashpach Kon Leive Achar Shivut Shneem Limalve because he has two mouths. He has two mouths, Shimon. One mouth is Ruvain, that he owes his money of a loan, and the other mouth is Levi. He owes him not money of a loan, but money for the refund of the purchased money. Because it makes no sense. If we say that in the case of a shibud and future property, when there are two mouths, so then both have the same right, and if there is some male they are helping, so here two each is helping. So why does the bride say why? Kishu gave Sakara Mukhoslish body in the Sashvak Mukhoslichin as if the Balkhayev had taken away the whole Shvak. How can he take away the whole Shvak? He could take away only half of the Shvak because there is another mouth, the Lekeach himself. So the mouth of the Teres, the Nisa Chotishvach in Boile, might be the Namtik Tone Chotishvach. So in the Chanan. So Mishanen might be the Name Chotishvach, the Shinuri of the Samkel, the Hosh Maminu. The Hodo Mashmi, the Shnei Mozi, Bachei, the Nisa Shvach, the Sviru and Kavose, Elogim the Chotishvach. The Chin Aloha. All right, anyway, so that's very important in order to understand. Taste this and understand the whole Gemara. Fritz Nambauche, the Perigische Mess, Otto Michia, Die Gobe Bauch in Schwach, so hohe Böhm, die Schatzalboe, die Doch Rebmeyeri, die Oma Rod Makos Leilon, die Thema, die Luchach mit Schmuel, die Oma Bauch in dieser Schwach, und Schmuel, Gupe Judi Böhm, die Osom, die Motzo in Neyma, oh, so die Question is, now, Schmuel hat dabei, whether Dikne Kono Umocha is Mishtabu Kono Mishtabu. And since the Gemara in Bulbasko says that whenever Nikeach sets up a Shvach, so it involves the Shaila of the Ikne. So since Shmuel says Balchit Gehiz HaShvach, so let Shmuel be patient at Rabbi. How does Shmuel have an abai with a dikne? Is mishtabein, kolei mishtabein? Let him be patient. He himself says, Balchayim is a shvach, and every time. And why Balchayim is a shvach? Because he's mischayim himself, and Gemara points out that this word. So, but he's mischayim himself on future property. So, is the dikne, kolei mochale mishtabein? So how could he mischayim this on the future property of the shvach be affected? Luchach mishmul don bauchet in sa schwach, mishmul gufe u di boile osom. So why doesn't Shmuel himself be patient from his own memory? But maybe we say that Shmuel, when he says bauchet in sa schwach, because Shmuel passes like a mea, that's what the makdor shalelo. And when Shmuel has an abaye, so the Gemara says, I'll leave the Rabbi alone in the Kabina, because then certainly he can be Makrosel, he certainly can be Shadrosel. So the Shadr is only, I'll leave the Rabbi of the Mea. But I'll leave the Mea, it goes without saying that he can be Shabbi, future property. So mainly the reason is why Shmuel says, Bauchet is a Schwach, because Shmuel says that I'll leave the Rabbi. ושמואל גופו בואי לא עושה, ואתה אומרים לי שמואל מה נושא בקרמיה, ומבואי אלי עלי בדרבונו, ובפרק אף עוד פי פסוק שמואל כבר נכנסן לו, נלס לו למה כזו לו. So שמואל doesn't pass like a mayor. Shmuel passes like Rabbanon. So how does Shmuel live in Abaya, live in the Rabbanon with the Mishabed of Shalom? He himself passes like Rabbanon. Still he says, Balchay is a Shvach, because the Balchay is Mishayel himself. As Shmuel says, Balchay is a Shvach. Oh my God, it is a Shvach. Oh my God, it is a Shvach. Oh my God, it is a Waking Kadomo, with Sobi is a winner, the non becomes a liar. But how can it be effective? This is Chayre. If the Ikhne is when we started. So it should be Tzerai from Shmuel's own memory, the Ikhne is started. So why does Shmuel raise that question? It's a very small question. Pass. The Ikhne Madhur Mashmuel Bachel Gines Hashvach, Heinrich Maskone, the Hosson, Die Poshi, die Ikne, Kone und Mocha am Stabe, even though the Gemara in Mordasche doesn't spell it out explicitly. The Gemara only in the form of in Pintalema. In Pintalema, die Ikne, Kone und Mocha, die Ikne, Kone, die Ikne, die Stabe. So Lobo, the Lobo, the Chosa, the Kono, und Mocha, Mishtabe, so, the Kano Mishtabe, the Tasko Mishtabe, and then the Maskoli is the Tiamle. So, that in Pintalema means that the Shmuel himself finally dissolved that by. So that's why Shmuel was able to say, after he decided that he could come and walk out, he could come over here, he should be stabbed. So he said, Balchid Yirish. The Yish Lema, the other Mishmuel Balchid Yirish, the Shvach, the Mask, the Osom, the Poshid Yirish, the Kono Mokh, the Stabbed, the Rabbanon. Vintema, אדרבה לוקח מהוכד לא ישתבא מריטורי בלחי ממשבדה ביטורי לוקח Now, here the Brice says this hray the way it was hray שמוחה סוד רחבי רבי השביחו ובו מלכי ביטופו כשהוא גיבה גינס הקרם מחוסם משובודים וסשבח מלחוסם נחרים מלחוסם נחרים סובי סל כדאי תוך דיק או סוד מלכי סוד רחבי רבי השביחו ובו מלכי ביטופו So what happened? What happened? Shimon borrowed money from Ruben. Then he had his other. He sold after the alvoye from Ruben. Shimon sold the sode that he owned to Levi. And then Levi was Mashbiach. And then Bob Al-Khaydi told. So, Ruben came and took away the sode from Levi. Then Levi wants to be reimbursed. So Kishu gave us a keren chosmi shabbat. So the keren he collects from the likuches of Shimon. Who is the likuches of Shimon? Let's say that's Yehudi. Likuches of Shimon. So the question is, if we say that the Ikne is Kone, the Ikne Kone Umoch is Mishtabei, so why didn't Ruben collect from Yehudi? So he says, Vintema Radra, the Luchach Meoch and Lehi Mishtabei, the Lehi Tore Balchei Mishabei Tore Mishayach, Kishu, Gave us a Kerem Chosm Shemori. Even though it's not in the possession of Shimon. Whose possession is it? Shimon's Likeach. Who is he? Let's call him Yehuda. Why didn't Ruben collect from Yehuda? So that's a riot, so say, because The Shibut was not Chal on future prophecy at the time of Dal Voyeh, so Shimon didn't own that Tzadik. Then later on, but he did the Kono Mocher Mishtabe, so even if he didn't have the Tzadik Shimon at the time of Dal Voyeh, later on he acquired it, so Shibut should have been Chal, so why couldn't Reuven collect from that Tzadik that is now in the possession of Yehuda? Why only Levi has to collect on it? Reuven should have been able to collect on it. But then you could say, they only know the Ahash Torah Bochim, Karaka Vorkeach, Kona Amecha, Kakonis Mochon. You could give you very simple terms. Suppose the Sode that is now in the possession of Yehuda. So at the time of the time when the Balchei Reuven collected, he tried to collect his debt, so he didn't own it as yet, Shimon. At that time it was in the ownership of Yisachar. Then after Reuven collected a debt from Levi, and there was no other property from which to collect. Because at that time, the Tzodeh was the ownership of Yisachar. After that, a week later, so Shimon decided to buy it from Yisachar, and then the next day, he sold it to Yehuda. So that's the reason as to why Reuven was not able to collect from the Tzodeh. Because the only reason is why the Shvach is you cannot collect from the Nechosim, because it's not determined. But in that case, it's already determined exactly how much. At the time, so Dim came Gamashvach, Yigam Hanushad, Mashvach on Kosov, Kidishit for Torah, Volchiv, Kidishaloka, Zakhak, also. The very Kash, Yishlima, the Mayresh, Zakhak, Osi Alechel, Volchiv, Kidishit, the Kark gave the Isi Volchiv, the Afal Pish, Yish, Shom, Shab. In other words, that this Braise has reference to the case where this Sodeh that is in the possession of Levi, so the Meche declared the Nafetike to Reuven, who can't give the Isi Balchei. So the Mele, he had the right to be given from that Sodeh, even though, together with the Shvach, even though he could have collected part of the Sodeh to the extent of the Karen and the Shvach not, to collect it from the other Sodeh that was in the possession of Yehuda. But because Vahar Pishe Shom Shabde Achoshe Amai Dohit Nitkui Bifirik Mishemes Homan Adam Meiri Yam Kishose Apentike Yos, Balchim, Yilis, Ashvach, Ayesra, Tziyachinom, Yilis, Kholach, Averik, Yimash, Yitamon, O Yamid, Mekiach, Yitalvon, Och, Menshe, Yish, Yitar, Toi, Kol, Yodin, Yitar, Toi, Kamon, Yishmai. All right. Kishoma bin Yom HaKerem, Yom HaKerem, Yom HaKerem, Yom HaKerem, payment. In came my political mailer. The price says he cannot be gave it from the Chosin Shibodin because of his special account. If we all have been in our payments, so it's in our pay, so that's the regular din, I mean, without any special account. How they begin to go, but the new Valpera got me sharp, the Ishlema, the love, the big name on, Hava Amine, Hoy Mona, the new I tell him, you still come with it. Can she come with your day? Can she come with your day? The dinner in Kia Mai Koma, Amlich, how is Tamkin with Sibeli? So Amlich means you have to consult him and he has to spell it out that he's mischaid himself. If there is Kabbal Suda, so then the Ischaidus and the Shibut is presumed. Yishlima Hanu Kishik with Osho Ben, the Chim Yopikech Las, Kinya Rei Kishik the Bulei. So only when it's a question of being Makne Ben, so then Stam Kinyik Sebeni. But when it's a question of a Chayim, of Shibuti, not a Ben, so then we do not say that without spelling out, just because there's Kabbalah's Kinyan, he means to be Mishabed himself. He has to spell it out. All right. Now we have the Gemara of Good. Gufe, Omar Shmuel, Balchei, Dives HaShvach, Omar Ove Teda, Shekach Ketzib Limeichel, Nikeach, Anoei Kim Viyashpe, Viyadche, Viyamri, Zvi Neilen, Inum Vamolei, Enu Shvocheyen, Veikum Kodomoch, Vitzodi, Zvi Medinon, Vikobo Alay. How do you know that I rioted Balchei, Dives HaShvach? Because when the Meichir writes the Shtar Mechir at the Rikeach, so he writes, in case this order that I'm selling you is taken away by my Balchei, so then I'm going to make you good. I'm going to reimburse you. In other words, I'm going to reimburse you for everything, not only for the principal, but even for the Shvach, the improvements that take place in your Sode while it's in your possession. And even for the, for everything, and for all the work, for everything. So, since the Meicher writes in the Shtar Mechira that he's going to reimburse the Likeach for the Shvach that he's Balchei, the Meichel Balchei will take away from the Rekeach, apparently anticipates that in case the Balchei does collect, he'll collect not only from the Sodi itself, but even from the Shvach also, because if the Balchei wouldn't be able to collect from the Shvach, why does he have to reimburse it? There's nothing to reimburse for. You only have to reimburse for something that will be taken away. The fact that he stipulates in the Shtar that in case in the Sodi is taken away, so then the Meichel will reimburse the Rikeach for everything, including the Shvach, indicates that that's presumed. That when Balchei has to collect the debt, he'll collect the debt not only from the original Sodi, he'll collect the debt even from the future improvement that will accrue on the Sodeh after when it is in the possession of the Rikeach. Let's see the Rashi. Teit Abigail Lumot Rikeach Lumim Ram Rajbech Shekach Kisil Mech Rikeach Bachai Shtar Mecha Viyashpe Ashki Divinu El Ham Yishpe. I'll make everything peaceful. The Mitar Gmal Tura Shlibe Viyadcha Atayah Mikol Niyo Inum Vamor Aleinu Shvachem וכן דל מייכר הודו גודש בוכה בלכי מליקח וכן זה הליקח על המייכר so you more says אומר לרתחי ברובי לגודל מה אתה מתון לליקוס פלי או Since you say that the only reason is why the Balchit can be given Shvach, because in the Shtar Mechira it is indicated that the Mechira anticipates the possibility that the Balchit will collect his debt, not only from the original Sode, but even from the improvement upon the Sode. So that's only Shayach by Mechira, where the reason is in the highest, but Mishtamatone, there is nothing to reimburse for. So there is no indication that he was mishaying himself. So Mele, if the Baal Chayiv tries to collect from the Kabul Matone, he can only collect the debt from the original Sode that is in the possession of the Kabul Matone, but not from the Shvach that accrued in the possession of the Mikal Maton. Omer Afchir Barab Nerovei, Ermat Maton, because of me, Hoche, Hoche, Named, Mi, Tori, Shoche, Omer, Hey, Inu Chanan, Tichiyote, Keyach Maton, Nimecha. So then we find the paradox. Usually, the Keyach has more rights than the Mikal Maton, because the Mikal Maton, just a recipient of a gratuity. He doesn't pay any money, he doesn't suffer any loss, but the Keach, he pays money. So the Sechel is Mechayim, the common sense is Mechayim, that the Keach should have more rights in the Kalmatan. What in the Kalmatan rules? Doesn't lose anything, but the Keach, when something is taken away from him, so he loses. And here we find just the reverse, that if the Baal Chayiv tries to collect the debt from the Sode in the possession of the Rikiyah, then he can collect the debt not only from the original Sode, but even from the future Shvach that took place. But if he tries to collect the debt from the Mikal Matone, he can only collect from the original Sode, but not from the future improvement. So, who is better off? The Mikhu has more rights, the Mikam Matone has more rights than the Keach. That sounds paradoxical. So he says, the reason is why it sounds strange that a Mikam Matone should have more rights than the Keach, because it isn't fair. A Mikam Matone doesn't lose anything. And where and the Keach loses, but here he doesn't, the Keach doesn't lose anything either, because through the Baal Chayiv can collect the whole debt, not only from the original Sode, but from the improvement as well. But does that mean that the Keach will sustain loss? In the long run, he will not sustain loss.
You'll be
reimbursed, of course, it's not the pleasant thing, but he, in the long run, ultimately, he'll be reimbursed for the law. Some day later, nothing strange about this situation. Matone, to exceed the origin of the Kabul of Achayas, Masha Nesin, or Hanamed in Nesin, because Matone, he goes to Valkhe Shvoche, or you have a Nesin, Bechi Yope, Keach Matone, Bechi Yope, Yope, Bidova Zeh, תחיל לאהוב הקודם אלינו מאפסים ומידר לאפסו בעל חיים בגיש לניגו ושל קרקע. So, איקר למימר, המאי, קיבלתם, מאי נג וחיימי, אבל שבוח אומר להם, מאי אפסד יותר? So then, מקמתון, can say to בעל חיים, what kind of loss did I cause you? You cannot collect your whole debt, but the Sode that your Levi had at the time when you lent him the money was only worth $500. So I didn't cause you any loss. You want to take advantage of my work? Well, that isn't fair. So have to learn these tastes right now. In the forest, the Baltic, before, I mean, that would be the Maor, the Arabic. In the forest, the Hoche Mucha, the Baalchei Gides HaShvach. The Bishmur, the Baalchei Gides HaShvach, he said, Moichel Mikia, she shall be HaShvach, in Kei Mai Porich Matonu Xibi, or an Amu in Torish Vach, Weil im Tod, wie es Baalchei Bitzimus HaMichel, Hel Yishlima, in Mishal in Moichel Mikia HaShvach, in Nochush in Gideu Baalchei Gimelu, den Alikia Mafsik, Im Thema Mai Rai, junge Meier in der Kirche in Gaslein, die Niesel Wada ist nicht schwach. Wie ich schreibe, auch die in der Kirche in Gaslein, haben wir nicht das Namen und Perret. So, it's obviously doesn't have reference to the Kirche in Gaslein, it is reference to the Kirche in Malay. Aber Meier in Balchen, die letzte Kirche, Die Namen, die kommen beim Lehen, haben die Zeugen und Sprachen, eine schwache Jessel ein Ziehe, wie die Nixel, und Nixel Mufiger über die Ziehe. Die Jeden sich so, haben wir ein Schleubisch. Alright, you have to leave now. Now. So, tomorrow, up to Boyen ne Shmuel ne Rab. That they fly from the end of the world. But you have to go over the reef and that's it. There is a very long reef and that's it. And then there's a familiar and a land as much as he can. The familiar is short. I mean, the Ramban is quite complicated. But it's one of the basic studies which I have.